AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. The transcript of testimony by Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Laura Cooper has been made public by the committees involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. She told the panels that in her understanding, national security officials were unanimous in that military aid to Ukraine should not be stopped by the White House. She also said during a meeting with Kurt Volker, special envoy to Ukraine, she was told there was a statement that the Ukraine government could make to get the security money flowing. First public hearing will be on Wednesday. Police in Florida and Alabama looking for 5-year-old Taylor Williams reported missing last Wednesday from her Jacksonville, Florida home. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says the latest information and evidence points to Demopolis, Alabama, which is near Montgomery.
There's a lot of different efforts going on right now in this investigation. There are search efforts underway. We still have other leads that we're focusing on as well. The information that drove us to Alabama demanded this kind of response. And we absolutely hope to find her alive.
The girl's mother stopped cooperating with police the day she was reported missing. At least 4 people are dead in crashes on icy roads. 3 died in a 2-car crash in heavy snowfall in Michigan this morning. An 8-year-old girl was killed when a truck lost control on an icy highway in Kansas and slammed head-on into the pickup in which she was a passenger. 3 other people were taken to the hospital. A major winter storm pushed along by strong Arctic air mass that could bring a foot of snow to parts of the Midwest and New England is to blame. Just under 1,000 flights have been canceled at the total of both Chicago airports.
It looks like there's a lot of flights canceled, and we can't get out now till tomorrow at some time if we get out.
Earlier today, a commuter airliner slid off a slippery runway at O'Hare. No one was injured. Temperatures behind the storm will drop into the single digits in the Midwest and below freezing as far south as the Gulf Coast. This is AP News. Of the 20 hurricanes that caused the broadest areas of total destruction since 1900 in the U.S., 8 have happened in the last 16 years. AP science writer Seth Borenstein reports Danish climate researchers are looking for the reasons why.
This study is trying to what they call normalize or take away all sorts of external human factors like wealth and development and say, okay, are we seeing storms that are causing bigger destructive footprints? And the answer is they're 3 times as much as they were in the early 1900s. And that's because they believe that it's climate change from warmer water and the storms getting stuck.
2 young home run hitters, the New York Mets Pete Alonso and Yordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros, have been named Rookies of the Year in the National and American Leagues by the Baseball Writers Association. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.